Hi, I'm Anne Phelan and I'm with Barbara Gange Management, and this is a bit of a voiceover demo tape. And I've been an actress for 37 years or thereabouts, live in the country, live with an old dog, and quite like watching, lying around watching daytime television, really.
Beryl, I've just been next door to pick up Tom's mail and frankly, I'm shocked.
Why?
Oh, I think he's into some peculiar stuff.
What do you mean?
Well, look at this.
It's an envelope, Dave.
Yeah, but what else?
It's a shiny purple envelope.
Yeah, shiny and purple. Like I said, Beryl, peculiar.
Going away? Don't rely on your neighbours.
Believe it or not, people don't set out to become drug addicts. But those who are don't just need help. They need continuous love and professional support to get them back to a normal life. And that's exactly what the Windana Society does, by helping people solve the problems that made them drug addicts in the first place. Please help us help them by sending a donation to the Windana Society, because people can go astray too. I had my first when I was 46. You know, when our hubby would be at work or after he'd passed out on the couch in front of the telly. I thought I'd beaten it, but geez, was strong, you know, it was tough. I tried the lot, you know. Chicken and a biscuit, Dixie drumstick and a biscuit, cheese and a biscuit. My favourite was pizza and a biscuit. Yeah, I really liked them. I think they were the hardest to get off. I'm doing good now, but down to a box a day. Over the next few weeks, Australia will experience a mouse plague, a plague of locusts, a wool boom, a beef boom, two world wars, and a population growth of over 15 million people. It will also be overrun by rabbits. In fact, over the next few weeks, you can experience everything rural Australia experienced over the last 100 years in Our Land, Our Century, a magnificent collection of 32-page magazines, free each week in the Weekly Times. Over 5,000 Australians served with the International Peace Monitoring Group in Bougainville between 1997 and 2003. One of them was songwriter Fred Smith, whose story and songs of peace have been captured in a new documentary, Bougainville Sky. It's a sensitive look at the peace process and the role that music and music... Dale, wake up.
What?
No. Dale? Dale, wake up.
Laurie, give over. Just leave me alone.
Dale, you're missing an insurance commercial.
What? Look, record the thing.
It's about the RACT renewal that you got in the mail.
Oh, what? You woke me up to remind me of my recent bad news. Is that what you're saying?
Actually, I woke you to give you good news.
What?
If you call that number.
Oh. Lucky,
you're Amy. Hey, answer this honestly. Would you keep a kettle constantly on the boil just to make a couple of cups of coffee? Of course you wouldn't. But if you have an old-fashioned hot water storage tank, that's effectively what you're doing. You're reheating a huge volume of water, hour after hour, day after day, just for a bath, a shower, or a load of washing. The fact is, the average household uses hot water for less than 1 hour a day. So it's a shocking waste of money and energy. But with the Rinnai Infinity hot water system, it heats water only on demand and at the precise temperature you select, and it never runs out. The Rinnai Infinity, an infinitely smarter hot water system. The Academy Award nominations have been announced, and one film getting much attention is Hotel Rwanda. Based on a true story, the film depicts the heroic actions of a few brave people in the face of overwhelming odds. Don Cheadle, last seen in After the Sunset, has been nominated for Best Actor. Sophie Okonedo was nominated as Best Actress. And Hotel Rwanda also picked up a nomination. G'day, I run a small business in Bishop Street and I was writing an invoice this morning. Anyway, I was crunching the numbers and my calculator had a fit. So I did it all in my head and I made a bloom, but my liquid paper was all crusty, so I kept going and it was looking like a dog's brekkie, so I thought, start again. But it was the last invoice in my book, so I went to Officeworks. Crossed off my list, no problems, and thought, hang on, I'm here at Officeworks, solve this for good. So I bought a computer. Not such a bad morning after all, actually.